Hello and welcome to Pokédex Pathfinders, where we explore the Pokédex at a leisurely pace. I'm Ben.
And I'm Andy.
On today's episode, we talk about numbers 111 and 112, the Rhyhorn family.
And we pitch three Pokémon we think deserve Mega Evolutions on this week's Hypothetical.
Let's get to it. You know, this is another family where I frequently mix up Rhyhorn and Rhydon. And I'm like, yeah, the basic Rhydon.
I could see that with the name. I mean, with the design itself, I think these are pretty tough to tell apart. We'll get into that.
The name
almost feels like it should be switched because Rhyhorn, this isn't exactly the one you think of with the horn.
And I would not want to ride on a Rhydon. I would want to ride on a Rhyhorn.
Okay, yeah. Wait, yes. Yeah, I would want to ride on a Rhyhorn, yeah.
Correct. I mean, it would be horribly uncomfortable, but it would still be...
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to have to, like, piggyback on a Godzilla.
Yeah, but in some kind of epic battle, if you have to choose your mount... Oh, that could... That would. First of all, that'd be a great hypothetical. But if you would be able to ride into battle on a,
yeah,
on
write
a Rhyhorn...
Write that down.
That would be very badass.
All right, we got to save that for Rhydon.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this.
Yep, and on to Rhydon.
Starting off with number 111, it is Rhyhorn. It is the Spikes Pokemon. It is Rock and Ground type. This is our last poke of this famous combination, and the last time we get to say they're the same thing.
Yeah, it's truly Earth type, but I had to look it up because I'm starting to think, is every Rock type a Ground type? And I found that in Gen 1, every Rock type is a Ground type. But not every ground type is a rock type.
No, that's not true. The fossil pokes are rock type, but they're not ground type. They're like rock and water.
Oh, well, I don't know about them yet. So I'm only going by from here backwards.
Okay, all right. That's
totally
valid.
Somehow the fossils completely slipped my mind. But
I think those are the only rock pokes we have left, and they're like rock and water, except Aerodactyl's rock and.
They
fly.
Shouldn't even but be we have rock not... because they've been animated. But I'll have to save that. So.
Also because fossils aren't rocks. Well, they are actually I have that backwards. Fossils are rocks.
The fossil it's like the rock is the fossil. Yeah, not the rock. Fish that was stuck in the fossil.
I'm just gonna go ahead and cut me saying one of the most embarrassing things I've ever said.
Dwayne the Fossil Johnson.
That's his evil twin.
Yeah, the one with the mustache on it, or the goatee, sorry.
No, actually, I picture the Rock's evil twin as just having hair.
He just has regular nice hair. Yeah, I like that.
it's full on the exact same thing, but he has like Owen Wilson from Zoolander's hair.
Yeah.
I don't know why I need to specify from Zoolander. I feel like
Owen Wilson is always Owen Wilson.
That's why him and what's-his-face go so well together in all those movies.
Ben Stiller? No, the tall one. Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn always
Vince
plays
Vaughn
Vince
is,
Vaughn.
Even in Jurassic Park, he was still just Vince Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, when he's like, I'm Vince Vaughn with dinosaurs.
And a vest, yeah.
Well, it was a useful vest. He had a lot of camera stuff to carry.
Yeah, cargo vest.
Why do I remember Vince Vaughn's part in, like, the worst movie I think I've ever seen? But, like,
well, he almost died.
Every
it was really
time
sad.
He got run over by a stegosaurus.
It was really sad.
What is the first real-world animal that you think of when you see a Rhyhorn?
I mean, originally I would have said, like, obviously a rhino, but it's covered in strange plates and armor. I have to say, I saw that this is based off of an Indian rhino, and I did not know that existed, which is a little bit embarrassing. So,
really?
Yes, when I looked them up, like I knew that there was Indian elephants, African elephants, but I didn't realize that there were African rhinos, Indian rhinos. And I looked at them, and I was like, wow, it does really look like a Rhyhorn.
They look more, they look much more prehistoric.
Yeah.
What's that animal?
Like, I'm sure I've seen them, but I didn't realize that there was... Such a vivid distinction.
There's always that one animal from the Paleocene era. God, I'm so bad with my post-Mesozoic.
Get your eras right.
Yeah, my post-Mesozoic era is Paleocene or Eocene, something like that. There's the one that looks like a mix of like a Indian rhino and a tapir. Every time I look at a Rhyhorn, my mind always thinks
of
like...
You go straight to this obscure...
Yes.
Paleolithic, whatever it was.
It's like that. And I always think of like an armadillo pig.
Yeah, it looks like it can curl up into a ball and spin. It's like a proto Donphan, I guess, in that way. It's very circular. I mean, it's only only the face really makes you think of an actual rhino.
I'm very surprised that there's no time that it ever does like a rollout kind of.
Yeah, I guess they didn't quite
attack.
Think of it yet. I don't really know.
Although the back sprite always looks like the bad guy rhino from the old Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah, no, it looks like a bulky guy from the back. It looks like it's standing up from the back.
with like some sort of helmet on. There's a lot of like animal influences. I even kind of feel like there's some like Triceratops or like Styracosaurus.
Yeah, the head
kind
is of. Definitely a Triceratops. It's got the there's a lot of that frill or whatever they called it.
Do you think that there's a lot of like dinosaur influence on Gen 1 pokes because dinosaurs were like really big then? I mean, dinosaurs are big now. What am I saying?
Dinosaurs are a main personality type at that age to begin with, so they're just appealing to the crowd. But
I'm sorry, at that age?
Well, that's when you pick, and then it continues on.
Yeah, my daughter will be a dinosaur child.
Dinosaurs rule. Yeah, you know, cross between a rhino and a dino. This therefore rules.
Ooh, so, rhino dino. Yeah. I really like that aspect of... This isn't something specific to Gen 1. I'm not going to sit here and say that. But a lot of the pokes that we've encountered, I really tend to like the ones where you just get like thoughts about different animals. Like it's reminiscent, and I think that really adds to this one's... ability to seem, I don't know, it's believable.
It's believable enough in a made-up world. I mean, this is not, we finally got a break from, you know, yokai, spirit realm, magical-type creatures. This is just a bunch of different creatures stuffed together to give us, I guess, a little bit of world-building.
Oh, this is totally a world-building poke. This whole family is full-on, like, world-building.
Just adds to it. It's just another creature.
So, I want to bring up something. I don't have any, well, that's not true. I do have some specific Pokedexes, but I'd like to talk about the broad concept of the Pokedexes.
Yeah.
The Pokedices, if okay. you will. The Pokedex entries are just dunking on this.
Yeah,
thing.
This thing's dumb as hell. That's what I got from what I got from the Pokedex.
I
wrote down
through
three
it.
About how dumb it is, and it's like, oh, how stupid is he? You know,
which three did you write down? Please share.
Even the ones that are not about specifically being dumb are very harsh, but I'll read only the ones about being dumb. So this first one is about being dumb but strong. So we have Fire Red, strong but not too bright. This Pokemon can shatter even a skyscraper with its charging tackles.
And it's a little backhanded, but there's that.
It's not nice, but it certainly gives you a little stat. Well, this next one is just about the fact that it's stupid, and it's a Platinum Dex. Its powerful tackles can destroy anything. However, it is too slow-witted to help people work. If only that Rhyhorn could...
get a job?
Lazy Rhyhorn. The last one is just literally calling it dumb, and that's Diamond and Pearl, which is, its body is clad in a thick hide, and its tackles topple buildings. Unfortunately, it is not smart.
I love how it almost made it through, and then at the end it was like, also it's
super
dumb.
Stupid.
Yellow says it has a one-track mind. Crystal says it forgets why it started running. Gold says it's... inept at turning, apparently. It can't
The Gold Dex one is really funny because it just, yeah, it says that its legs are too short and it's too stupid to do anything.
Yeah, I know. The one time that they're like, you're not too stupid, your body just sucks.
You're simply small and dumb.
There's a lot of them making fun of its legs.
Just too bad, because I really think this is a badass looking poke, and I don't really think rhinos are known for being dumb. I mean, maybe they're not known for being particularly smart like elephants, but I don't think they're dumb.
I did write the entirety of my favorite Pokedex for it, and that is Emerald. And that says, once it starts running, it doesn't stop. Its tiny brain makes it so stupid, it can't remember why it started running in the first place.
It's a common problem.
I just love the idea that it's like pondering, trying to figure out
midway,
why.
It's and, like...
but you would think like, it starts running and then stops because it forgot. What am I doing?
It's like, definitely don't stop running, first of all, but we'll figure out why later.
I always hear stories, and I don't know if this is like some urban legend thing, but like, apparently people, like horses, you can just run them until they fall over dead.
Yeah, I feel like that was, it's at least a movie trope where, you know, cowboys will ride their horses until they die, or in a fantasy type stuff, but I don't know if that's true or not. I don't I'd have to ask a horse expert.
Oh, we need to get Britt on again.
Get her back on.
I have also heard a trope that people will frequently save a horse by riding a cowboy.
How did I not see that one coming?
I'm sorry for who I am.
Yeehaw.
I do love, though, that they're like, you're a complete idiot, but at least like, you're strong.
You do tackle stuff really well, including a skyscraper, but you are really dumb.
However, there's one final Pokedex entry that I would like to...
I hope it's the same one that I have, and for the same reason.
Is it Arceus?
Oh, no, it's not. So, good. We have two more, then.
I'm not even going to share the entirety of the Arceus Pokedex entry. I just want to share the middle part of it, because I think it, on its own, it could be like an ancient Chinese proverb. Mm. When it butts heads with a mountain, it is the mountain that shatters.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like a metaphor for tenacity.
I read that and was like, wow. Rhyhorn, for how stupid you are, you really make me think about what is really shattering.
A lot of wisdom.
Also, then when you think about it, first of all, how do you butt heads with a mountain? Isn't that just like face planting?
Yeah, but the mountain explodes.
Like he's just like hiking up a trail in Colorado and just like falls over and the thing blows up.
Yeah, no, that's it.
If he's super stupid and forgetting why he's running and blowing up a mountain, these things are incredibly dangerous, right?
I mean, yeah. Oh, these are definitely very dangerous. But that's part of why he's so confused, because he keeps falling over, mountain explodes, he's in a totally different spot.
All right, that's true. Like, the landscape is just constantly changing him around him.
Changing all the time.
I'd probably be pretty thrown off, too.
Yeah. So, luckily, I can end this on a really dumb one, because I want to bring it all the way back to the red and blue decks that mentions that it's big-boned. So...
Dude, no, it doesn't. No way.
It says its massive bones are 1,000 times harder than human bones.
It just has a sweet hockey body.
Yeah. So, it's not like large or anything. It's just big boned.
I think this one is a very interesting one to ask of what does it feel like?
Probably like rocks. I take this one very literally as it looks like rocks. I think that it is rocks. I think it would be similar enough to a Geodude.
I would agree with that one. It just, looking at it, it really does have that, like, armor plating look of, like, an armadillo or, like you said, the Indian rhinoceros. But, I don't know, it despite being made of rock, it still almost has a believable quality to it. You really could picture this being made of, like, a very coarse hide.
Yeah, like, I mean, if it was a real true animal, it would just be very, very strong leathery armor, I guess, but it's believable. It's believable in a sci-fi world.
Well, let's talk about the game a little bit. I don't have too much to say for it, but I do want to say it's a Safari Zone poke. So
yeah, very cool.
Shout
Safari
out to
Zone.
Throwing rocks at a giant
Sometimes
rock.
Sometimes you have to throw rocks at rocks.
When one throws a rock at the Rhyhorn, often it is the thrower that shatters.
The person just crumbles into bits.
If you go into the Safari Zone and pelt this thing with a rock and it then just, you know, sprints off, doesn't remember why, but it sprints off and topples a mountain, are you liable?
Yes, definitely. Within the Safari Zone, I think that you would be.
Okay. Like, do you need to contact, like, a Poke lawyer?
Yeah, you would definitely need to lawyer up after that if you sent a Rhyhorn running.
That's our next hypothetical top five pokes you want to represent you in court.
That's what Larry did before he became a gym leader.
I thought he was an accountant or something like that.
I don't know. Disgraced lawyer, accountant.
A lawyer would be way too interesting.
Yeah, that's true. He would have had to do too much. He wouldn't have been willing to do it.
The Gen 1 sprite also does really has a lot of similarities to the paleo art from that mid-90s era.
Very dinosaur-looking in that original gen. I just had to bring up that for all these Dex entries that mention tackling, this Pokemon does not learn tackle. It finally did in Shield, but up until that point, does not learn tackle.
Do you think that it couldn't do tackle because it would literally murder?
Yeah, it would just continue forwards.
Is there any other game data you wanted to share for
Rhyhorn? A couple little tidbits. I do just like that the shiny is a copper color because it makes it look more like an Indian rhino. I don't know if that was on purpose, but I do think that's cool.
It's got to be. Right? Especially since the standard one has, like, the normal coloration of, like, an African rhino.
That's true.
Rhino.
It does make me think of an African rhino first, and also just you know, a rock color and then becomes that copper color.
True.
And then in Pokemon X and Y, the player character's mother is a retired Rhyhorn racer, which is pretty cool. And her Pokemon hangs out around the house, and you can ride it around.
So you can ride on a Rhyhorn.
Yes, in there, yeah.
Which is furthering my confusion.
You can ride on the Rhydon.
One other thing I forgot to talk about, I don't know if this really falls under bio information or not, but with the naming, apparently I did not know there's a type of rock called rhyolite.
Is it a cool-looking mineral, or is it just, like, rocks?
Rocks. Like, it is
it's
not
like obsidian or anything sweet-looking?
No, it like... looks like a big chunk of brown.
Interesting. All right.
Which you would think, like, they would pick something gray. But I saw that the naming might have something to do with the rhyolite. Do you think it was on purpose or accidental? Like, did they just go, oh, shoot, there's a type of rock that also has that? Or did they really go for an intentional naming of...
I mean, if they got that, it's like, it's kind of a triple word score. I mean, because it's a rhino, it's the horn, and then it's rhyolite. So I wouldn't put it past them to have thought of that, but at the same time, it could have just been a coincidence. It's very possible either way.
If they were doing that on purpose, that would be a good way to tie it in with the naming, because, I mean, it's not like IRL a rhinoceros is made of rocks.
Well, it would be cool. It'd be a lot cooler if they did.
Little known fact, listener, rhinoceri are not made of rocks.
If you have one takeaway from this episode, let it be that. So I have a few anime episodes to bring up, so I want to rattle through these. Because several of these we have talked about, so there isn't, you know, there's a lot of duplicates at this point. But debuts in episode 33, a lot of them have at this point, the Flame Pokemonathon. This is the Ponyta episode, the Big P Pokemon race, and a Rhyhorn is one of them. But it also appears in episode 51, Bulbasaur's Mysterious Garden. Obviously, Rhyhorn is not the main focus of this episode, but it starts with a hiker challenging Ash to a battle, and he defeats the Rhyhorn with Bulbasaur, so kind of a nice showcase. The main episode I need to bring up is Band Episode 35, because this is the Safari Zone episode.
Wait, is this the gun one? Or
yes,
is this,
this is the gun one, so I'll talk about it more later, because it's more relevant.
So the Rhyhorn has a gun.
Yeah, right. That's why it was so upsetting, because Rhyhorn was blasting. I'll get into it more with Tauros, because it's more of a Tauros episode. But it was banned because the head, the leader of this zone, who is also named Kaiser, keeps pointing a gun at everybody. That's like his bit.
So I pulled out my gun.
Literally. So they couldn't show that here. Ash tried to catch a Rhyhorn, but it ran away. So that's literally it. I'll talk about it more in the Tauros episode.
God, the Tauros episode is like 4 or 5 months
coming
from now.
Up next on Pokedex Pathfinder, because I can never
remember
who's
next. How many
more
episodes do we have of that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's in 13 episodes. So
put a rocky pin in that.
Holy crap, that's 26 weeks. That is half of a year away.
You got to start building that hype now.
All right, well, I got a couple cards to wrap it up. The first one is Skyridge.
I mean, had to bring up Skyridge because I don't know what's going on here.
It is looking at me so uncomfortably.
And it doesn't really look like Rhyhorn.
And I really would like it to stop, please.
I want it to look away. It's too much eye contact.
It's making me... The eyes are like... I don't know. They look too much like an anime villain.
Yeah, it's also like the shading. It's like a downward pointing light. It's weird.
The other one I wanted to bring up is Brock's Rhyhorn.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the ones I wanted to bring up.
It's not a specifically like beautiful card, but have you ever seen another card that is just like a purely profile shot?
Now, are you talking about the one that's glowing or the one that's just the head?
The one that's just the head.
Okay, good. So we're talking about different cards. Yeah, I really like that, because also you get this weird like gradient texture in the head.
Yeah, the Brock's Rhyhorn where it's glowing is just kind of boring.
Oh, well, I wanted to bring that one up
because of how boring it is.
Well, yes, but that one and Blaine's Rhyhorn are both glowing, so I just wanted to bring it up for that reason alone.
Why does Blaine have a Rhyhorn?
I don't know. They all get random ones, but not to give too much of a spoiler, but Blaine's doesn't even get to evolve in the cards. There is no, there's no Blaine's Rhydon in the cards. He only gets a Rhyhorn.
That's like, do you think that's like payback for Brock's Vulpix? Do you think they traded?
No, Brock has a Ninetales in the cards.
He's a better trainer, so he got to evolve it.
Yeah, that's just saying. Blaine, do you think they traded about the Rhyhorn?
Would you trade a Rhyhorn for a Vulpix?
Am I getting the Vulpix?
You're getting the Rhyhorn.
No. Okay. Unless I need it to fill out the decks, I guess, but I'd rather have the Vulpix.
Yeah, me too.
I don't mean to give some final thoughts that early with that much.
I think that was a pretty definitive answer, right? So anything else you got for Rhyhorn specifically?
That's it for Rhyhorn.
Number 112, Rhydon. Do you want to ride on a Rhydon?
I would let it carry me, but...
It evolves at level 42, and... That is its final evolution.
I really wish it was, because Rhydon is very cool. Like, by itself. Not as a middle evolution, but by itself, it's very cool.
Do we just need to have an episode when we're getting into... We're in that stretch.
We're in the stretch where these all got an extra.
Yeah, and they suck.
Yeah, not fans, and it was not well-received either.
I like Gen 4 for the most part, but like...
Gen 4 has cool stuff, but the additions are strange.
There's like that... stretch of pokes where they were like, yeah, give them all an evolution. And you know what? None of those pokes needed an evolution.
No, it would later become a good idea when they eventually turned it into regional variants. But for now, it's not great.
Would you have accepted a regional Rhyhorn?
Yeah, that would be awesome because there are regional rhinos. That'd be really cool.
That's a good point, actually, of all animals. Are there no elephant pokes?
I feel like there is.
What's the elephant poke?
Let's see if it's really obvious.
I'm going to feel so stupid. Well, it is really
Don
obvious.
You got Q-Fan. we already talked about one of them, so.
Wait, what other one did we talk about already?
Don Fan is kind of like a mammoth. It has a trunk.
We haven't talked about that.
No, but I made a reference to it earlier in the episode.
Doesn't ring a bell.
As being a rollout type Pokemon.
It transforms and rolls out? I can't even remember what I was just saying that I could remember for no reason.
About the elephants. Well, so a random...
Wait.
What?
I remember something about elephants?
No, we were talking about elephants. About elephant Pokemon.
No, but what did... And then I said I remember something, but that's shocking because normally I don't remember anything. And I literally went to go, see, remember how I could remember that thing? But now I don't remember what I can't remember.
I can't remember what I've forgotten.
When someone... runs against their own memory. Yes. It is often my head that breaks because of dumb.
That's wisdom. Well, I'll give you a fun fact about Rhydon.
Yeah, please.
Ken Sugimori said that this is one of the first Pokemon that was ever created, and this was part of what was pitched in Capsule Monsters.
I read that as well, and it makes a lot of sense. Think about it. So many pokes are based off of kaiju, and this one is probably one of the most direct kaiju translating pokes that we have.
Yes, this easily looks like a creature that would fight Godzilla or King Kong or both, if you're going to see the new movie.
Oh my god, if there's a movie coming out in the near future where they may be tag teaming and having mecha arms. Yeah.
Well, it'll be out by now, but...
And I still haven't seen it yet.
Hopefully I will have seen it by the time this episode is...
By the time you hear this, listener, if I haven't seen it, please send help.
But yeah, this falls into the like the big guys category for me, like Nidoking and Nidoqueen, Tyranitar, Aggron, just creatures on two legs that look like they would fight Godzilla.
Yeah, I have a note here literally saying this is just Rocky Nidoking, right?
Yeah, for sure. I don't remember the stats anymore for Nidoking. I wonder if they're the same... size, because this one is 6 feet.
No, Nidoking, remember, is like a Napoleon complex little shorty. He's like 4.5 feet tall.
So this towers over Nidoking then.
Oh, this is the guy that Nidoking is like, well,
it's so we're Nidoking, and then Rhydon is like the one they told you not to worry about, right?
Yeah, I was pausing there for a second because. I thought you were talking about Rhyhorn.
The one
I was
on
literally
two legs.
Like, I was like literally about to correct you. I was like, no stupid Rhyhorn.
Actually.
Yeah, I was about to pull a Nidoking and hit you with a well, actually, even though I was completely wrong.
Boom, science.
There's a lot. This is almost like the reverse of Nidoking, but the reverse of the Rhyhorn when it comes to the Pokedex entries, because
I noticed that too. It got a little redemption.
We love this thing too much that it can cut diamonds, live in magma, destroy tall buildings in a single strike. It even has Pokedex entries saying the brain is completely developed. They were like,
yeah, this one's actually, you know, smart now.
You were such a dumb turd, but now you're like
so smart and cool.
You're cool.
No, but I have to read a Dex because they say why it became smart and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
Platinum
please.
Dex says, standing on its hind legs, freed its forelegs and made it smarter. It is very forgetful, though. How'd standing up make it smarter?
Funny you say that. Have you met humans?
Well, I understand that, yes, if you stand... I took this very literally, not in a true evolution sense. I took this simply as...
You took Rhyhorn, it like...
Rhyhorn stood up and it's like, what have I been doing?
Like, it just stands up one day and it just goes from like, oh, hey.
Why was I running for so long?
Again, I know I commented on... Lickitung being much like my child, but in this instance, once my daughter started walking, she got a lot smarter. All and right. I know that it is nothing to do, it's complete causality and not correlation whatsoever.
No, but see, the Pokedex seems to make it sound like it stood up and therefore it is smarter.
Yeah, it's not like over the years it did that. You think it's like saying... The thing literally just stood up one day and was like, oh.
No, this is, it's true for babies, and it's true for rhinos.
Now the rain is gone.
Yeah, well, yes, he also starts doing breaks into dance numbers, because that's why he's going ta-da in his sprites.
And he can see all obstacles in his way.
Yeah, because he's tall.
Or her way.
He's so much taller than Nidoking.
He can see all Nidokings in his way. I have 2 points I'd like to bring up about the nose.
The drill.
I say nose.
Well, because it's got a little snout underneath, so I think it can still smell, if that's where you're going with this.
A long time ago, my brain turned the drill of a Rhydon into a carrot, like a snowman.
Yeah, all right.
And now every time I look at it, it looks like the jazz hand is... Because he's just like Frosty the Snowman with a carrot on
his
nose.
That's pretty good.
Like doing shit.
It also kind of looks like a party hat, but it's not going to fit all the way around his head. So that's where it stops.
Okay, I like that story a lot better. He's actually just really bad at parties. And so he put that there thinking that's where you wore a party hat.
Yes.
And he's doing the surprise.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's a sentient rock that came to life when they put a carrot on his nose.
Yeah, right? Even the sprites just have such a Frosty-esque quality.
A carotenoid vibe to them.
Wow.
I'm referencing a really dumb Instagram thing I've seen lately.
Do you want to share with the
yes,
class?
Yes, I do. So there's a series of kind of sentient fantasy creatures called the Broccolarians. They are broccoli creatures, and they live in a fantasy realm where they fight against the carotenoid empire. So I'll send you a video of it. It's pretty cool.
What the fuck rabbit hole have you gone down?
Definitely look into this, everybody.
Oh my god.
It's one of the best series on TV right now, except that it's on your phone.
My Instagram shorts is just Nanoland and chicks taking their boobs out.
I'll get you on this Broccolarian tip.
And I gotta be honest, the one that I'm actively searching more is the Nanoland ones.
They are pretty funny.
I freaking love Nanoland.
Well, you can send me Nanoland and I'll send you Broccolarians.
I swear to God, my mom watches my daughter 2 days a week, and I am like, I know that's what it's like over there.
It's definitely how it is.
It's 100% just the two of them derping around and singing songs to each other.
Just hanging.
The other horn / carrot / nose comment I have, we have to talk about something awful.
Okay.
There's definitely people poaching Rhydons for the horns, right?
There's got to be. I mean, if they're doing that in real life, then they're doing it here. The only thing that I would think is good for the Rhydon is that, I mean, good luck trying to take a 6-foot rhino, dino, kaiju's horn.
We have established that there's guns.
Oh, god damn it. I was just about to say they don't have guns, but yeah, Kaiser does have a gun. So, speaking of the horns, though, Rhyhorns like to polish their horns together. So if I could, if I could read that.
Yeah, please.
Scarlet Dex. This is the newest Dex entry for Rhydon. Says,
no way.
The horn of a Rhydon is powerful enough to crush raw diamonds. These Pokemon polish their horns by bashing them together.
Hey, that's a little better than what I thought it was going to say.
No, they
bash
them together.
Are they hanging out, polishing their horns and squeezing the Weezings together?
That's what it sounds like.
I wish it just left it at that.
If that was the only sentence that it gave for the Scarlet Dex.
Yeah. So these guys are out in the field polishing their horns together.
You gotta have a shiny horn.
Can it reach its own horn?
The arms are pretty long. It's not T-Rex arms.
But the head's really big. It's got that, like, toddler thing.
It does have toddler proportions. You can't. Yeah, it cannot put its arms in a circle over its head.
Yeah, they're just, like, so top-heavy.
You think this thing has trouble standing? You think this Rhydon has to do tummy time?
Yeah, I could see that. It's dangerous, though, because once it puts the head up to do tummy time, people can get stabbed.
Yeah. Well, raising a Rhydon is tough work.
You know, it's really easy, though. You don't have to deal with, like, the stacking ring toys. You can just put the rings yeah, right on the carrot.
Put them right on there.
All right, let's talk about some game data a little bit. Oh, what you got?
I was just going to say, one last Dex is that they live in lava, apparently. Well, they can, because Red-Blue Dex says, protected by an armored-like hide, it is capable of living in molten lava of 3,600 degrees.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, I don't think you understand how rock works, but okay.
I was going to say, doesn't that mean... Wait. Lava is melted rock, so...
Yes.
All right. Okay. So, all right, well...
Anyway, moving on to some game data. It's a solid choice
for decent use
in a game if you're looking at the stats, but there is a horrible drawback in the early generations.
Did it still have quad weakness back then, or are you talking about something else?
I'm talking about something else.
Okay.
The move pool.
What did it learn? Nothing good? Well, it didn't learn tackle.
It only learns normal type moves in Gen 1.
This is insane. I don't know what we're doing here.
The only non-normal move it gets in Gen 2 is Earthquake.
That's a pretty good move.
Is it?
I like using Earthquake.
Whoa. Show some sensitivity. We just had an Earthquake.
Oh, my God.
I'll be cutting that. Oh. Also,
so it's essentially a normal type then, but it actually has worse typing. Because it's 4 times weak to grass, and I think 4 times weak to something else.
Yes.
Nice. Well, it does have decent stats, at least. And cool sprites.
It also still does not know how to use tackle.
Which doesn't make sense if it's only learning normal stuff, but I guess it's learning better normal moves then, if that's what it's doing.
Yeah, like horn attack.
Yeah. And
when it's out there polishing the horn.
Yeah. You can find them in Cerulean Cave, but otherwise you just have to evolve Rhyhorn.
Speaking of polishing the the horn, yeah. I have two uncomfortable.
Yeah, here we go.
Yep, bringing that one back.
Is it stuff with horns?
Kind of.
Now let me take a look.
The first one is Diglett.
No, I don't like that. I really don't like that. You stay away from
which
Diglett.
Which is worse, male Diglett?
Yeah, which one's
female?
Which one's behind?
Oh.
I guess that's for the funny that's for the daycare to figure out.
I was gonna say Diglett's a butt plug. Seviper is all. Also, Seviper.
So I don't even see how that would work.
Especially since snakes have two penises.
Well, that's just practical.
We've had to have talked about this on here before.
I don't think so. I think somehow we missed that in the Ekans episode.
Snakes have a hemi penis.
Yeah, it's got a hemi. Powerful.
I think sharks have a hemi penis too.
That's why these guys are so good at breeding. Bring them in the daycare.
All right. That's what.
Yeah, these are definitely some uncomfortable breeding pairs, I'll say that.
I'm kind of vamping. That's all I have for Rhydon.
All right, I'll get into the episode then, because this does get a gets a good episode. So Rhydon debuts pretty late. It's episode 58, Riddle Me This. This episode is really showcasing another Pokemon that we'll talk about later, so I won't talk about the whole thing.
Can you tell me which Pokemon?
Yeah, Magmar.
How many months do we have for that one?
So get ready. This is a preview for the Magmar episode.
It's only 2 weeks before Taurus.
Exactly. So, before Taurus. Okay, you got time.
But I'm sorry, 2 episodes, so it's 4 weeks before it. So
the real Chekhov's gun of 6 months from now.
Stay tuned for 5 months and six months when we completely remember this and reference it again.
So in this episode...
Despite the fact that I couldn't remember what we talked about earlier in an episode.
Yeah, Don fan from earlier. In this episode, Ash goes to Cinnabar Island, but Gary tells him there isn't a gym there anymore. On the island, a guy tells him a riddle, and Misty uses that to find the gym. They learn that the gym is closed because Blaine was tired of battling tourists. He only wanted to battle real trainers. Kind of a gatekeeper.
Yeah, seriously.
So Ash and the crew beat Team Rocket. The riddle guy tells them how to get to the gym, and it's in the volcano. And surprise, surprise, the riddle guy is just Blaine wearing a weird disguise. During the battle, Blaine switches to a Rhydon, and Charizard refuses to battle it since it doesn't listen to Ash.
Wait, hold on. Yes. So Blaine has a Rhydon.
Blaine uses a Rhydon to battle in his gym battle.
So wait, then why does he have a Rhyhorn card?
None of it tracks.
Is Blaine also mixing up which one is which?
Well, because Rhydon lives in the lava. He found it in the lava. It's like type coverage, I guess. I don't know.
I got no problem with
there were no fire types,
having a ride on.
So no fire types
in
this gen. So
that's true. I do remember that fire type did not exist until Gen 2.
The thrilling conclusion of this episode became a meme because Ash uses Rhydon's horn as a lightning rod and Pikachu knocks it out with a thunderbolt. And there was a meme for a while that said, Pikachu, aim for the horn. And it was in reference to this episode.
I have never seen that before in my life.
I didn't either. I had to go back on a Know Your Meme. It must have been a 4chan, various type meme, because it would have been an older meme.
I was going to say, is this a rare instance of us elders being out of the loop because it was pre-us?
Yeah, somehow it was a little before us. So it's an old meme, but it checks out.
Do you also feel like you've just hit the peak of like starting to be on the elder side of memes and you don't get them?
Yeah, I don't understand memes at all anymore.
Because every time I get on a social platform, I'm like, do a Foul Bachelor Frog again.
Oh, I would love a resurgence of Foul Bachelor Frog. Or even just a, oh shit, it's Dat Boy.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. See, and even that, I messed it up because it's been so long.
I knew what you meant.
Oh, it's Dat Boy. Oh shit, what up? There it is.
God damn it. There was something dude, my memory is
a rhino never forgets.
Do you think that when we're like sitting here trying to remember like an elephant poke or something, like do you think when we're clearly whiffing at obvious Pokemon knowledge, do you think that like there's people listening just screaming at their car right now?
I hope so. I would love that for people
like,
to
walk
to correct
the dog
us like
and
that.
They're like, it's a Don fan, you dumb idiot.
Yes, please message us your elephant Pokemon.
Yeah, go on the Discord and tell us how
send us your
we
elephant
are.
Pokemon.
Well, is there anything else you want to talk about for Rhydon before we get into cards and then wrap up the family?
I just want to reiterate that I don't really like Rhyperior. I think that they should have just stopped. It took it a little too far. It looks like it's wearing a vest.
Let's talk cards then real quick. You want to share yours first?
Yeah, so I did want to just talk about that there is not Blaine's Rhydon, so that's number one, even though clearly it debuted in that episode.
I am irate.
I like the Unbroken Bonds Rhydon because you have Giovanni in the back like ordering it, so it kind of looks like it's maybe like a mafia guy, like a gangster coming in about to do something for Giovanni. And of course, I got to talk about Brock's Rhydon from Gym Heroes. I mean, the card is so cool.
The charge and carrot first right at the camera.
Yeah, carrot first. I mean, this should have been Brock's signature Pokemon. Why not go with Rhydon? Why Onix? Why not Rhydon?
Because he's the first gym leader. He's supposed to suck.
All right. Well, in the anime, he should switch and he should get a Rhydon.
Onix is the perfect poke for
Brock. Oh, yeah, we went over
Brock.
It looks scary, but it's not actually scary.
Yeah, so, okay, done. Yeah. We've talked about it. How do you remember that?
That I remember. I remember my final thoughts about Onix.
You only remember the final thought section
all
for every poke. I know how both of us feel about every poke we've talked about. The only one that I'm ever going to, or the only one that I'm definitely not going to forget is you hitting me with the I love coughing.
Coughing rules.
Dude, just eat a lozenge.
But then we wouldn't have such a great poke.
The only card I wanted to mention is Jungle. Does the art look like a Simpsons character to you?
I mean, it's definitely got Homer Simpson mouth in this one. It looks like it's kind of going like the Marge disapproving, like the that's kind of what it looks like it's doing.
Yeah, it looks very rounded, and it even had, like, the way they drew the spikes looked
the
like
hair.
The hair for, like, Lisa Simpson.
It's like every Simpson combined somehow.
I don't know.
It's cut from the Simpson cloth.
It kind of has, like, the mouth of, like, an itchy and scratchy mouth.
Nice, yeah.
Which one's the cat? Itchy?
I don't want to commit. I don't remember. We'll say Itchy is the cat.
Here's a point of the podcast where half of our listeners rage quit. I've watched probably 20 or 25 Simpsons episodes in my life. I gave it my best shot, and it does nothing for me.
Oh, I've watched tons of Simpsons, but it was primarily in the 90s, so I'm not going to be able to...
It's not bad. I'm not like, ew, turn it off. Like, it's fine when it's on, but it's never caught my attention. Oh, hey. And I've looked up the, like, watch the best episodes of The Simpsons, and every time I'm like... Well, that happened to my face.
Oh, check out those first 15 seasons. You'll find something.
Yeah, right? There's only 300 episodes to get to. It's probably more than that. I don't know. Wrap it up for me. Give me your thoughts on the family as a whole.
So, I do think that this Pokemon is very cool, but it is ultimately a world-building Pokemon. It's a very good world-building Pokemon, but it's just not much more than that for me. If you like rhinos in real life, you probably like this. It's cool. That's how I feel. I did not get any new information while researching this that I didn't already think about it. There was nothing sad about it. There's nothing mystical, but it is cool.
It's a very upfront poke. It's kind of transparent. You get what you're looking at. There's not a lot of stuff to discover behind it or anything like that. I also want to bring up the idea. I know we talked about, I think it was last episode, that as we've been getting further into the Pokedex, it seems like the Pokedex entries are more specific about a certain trait. Yeah. And this one, it very much steered clear of that trope that we've been running into.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that, yeah, they just call it dumb for seven dexes. But yeah, they were varied enough.
I don't know. They were very... It was a little like that for Rhyhorn.
We got some stuff
Rhydon
about the behavior
had a lot of,
and where it lives and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, it was even talking about... Yeah, it was saying it was dumb, but it was talking about how much it can break stuff, how it can run fast, how it's bad at steering.
Yeah, it's like we've gotten more details about it the further in we go.
Whereas I'm thinking about some of the other stuff, like Cubone, where it was like, your mom's dead.
That's it.
But ultimately, I agree. It good world-building poke. I like the name. Good character design. It's a very solid design.
If we stop at Rhydon...
Rhydon
with Eviolite, just do that.
I think it was great for the 3D transfer. Yeah. This is exactly what pokes are at the core of some kaiju influence, some animals, some dinosaur influence.
Just
and it,
a strange
it feels
creature.
Believable. It's just kind of boring.
Yeah. But not every Pokemon can be a superstar. Not all of them can have, swords for hands or anything like that.
I completely agree. And this is perfect for what it sets out to be. I have a final question.
Okay.
If somebody told you that my favorite poke is Rhyhorn or Rhydon, how are you reacting to that?
I would just have to assume it's because they love rhinos. I would have no other explanation. Or they just love a fact about it, like, you know, this is the first Pokemon pitched and this and that. That'd be the reason.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be mad. I don't think... I mean, there's none where I'd be mad at somebody's favorite
Rhydon is badass. If you like the design, fine. But it's not like it's got a lot of meat there for you to think about.
I've changed my position. I would judge somebody if Garchomp was their favorite.
Hey, those kids are going to be real mad when they find out.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for 111 and 112, the Rhyhorn family.
Well, coming up next, we have our hypothetical where we're talking about Mega Evolutions. It's time for Hypothetical. Today, we're pitching three Pokemon that we think deserve Mega Evolutions. Pokemon announced that the new game ZA, or I call it Pokemon ZA, based on Pokemon X and Y, and with it, the return of Mega Evolutions. So,
it's just somebody trying to be really cool and saying ZA instead of pizza. Exactly. They're like, you want to go get some Pokemon ZA?
You know, sorry. I don't know about you. I didn't play during X and Y, so I don't really know about Megas. I was not as fond of as I am G-Max, so I kind of had to go back and look through for inspiration to be able to do these.
I'm so unfamiliar with Mega Evolutions that I did not realize that they started in Gen 6.
No, I did not know either. So this was during a period where I was not playing the video games.
The only experience I have with Megas in a game is Omega Ruby.
Oh, they were in Omega Ruby.
Correct.
All right, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited to see them in a new game. I'll be happy to see them, but I just didn't have much experience. Actually, no, I've seen them in Pokken. That's the only time, because I liked playing as Gengar. Gengar can become Mega Gengar in the game.
I don't know. Have you ever done any of the decks with them? I've had a few cards. I don't know if I ever made
even then,
a deck.
It was a little bit before I was playing again. I have a couple Mega Evolution cards, and they are cool, but yeah, I didn't make any decks with them yet.
It was a weird mechanic in-game. Anyway, we're here to talk about some potentials for the
pitch
future.
Pitch our own Megas. Now, to be clear, I did not stick with Gen 6. I picked randos that I like and that I think would be fun as Mega Evolutions.
I picked one from Gen 6 bring things back. Do you mind if I start us then?
Yeah, please do.
I'll start us with that one, and that is Noivern.
Oh, Noivern would be a really awesome one, yeah.
Noivern is my favorite poke of Gen 6. That's a hands-down a clear winner.
And Megas, they become very badass. So I feel like Noivern has that within it where it's already very badass. It could, you know, it could get turned up to the next level with a Mega.
I also think that Mega Evolutions tend to work better when something is more animal and simple to begin with.
G-Max was all about like a concept, like a visual pun. Mega is just making it more animal-like or more.
I was going to say, just making it more.
More, yes. More of the thing.
Number two, I have Annihilape.
Nice. I was considering putting Annihilape, so I'm glad that I didn't. Because that would be a really cool one.
I was just kind of thinking, let's keep the momentum. This was definitely one of the top pokes, other than Tadbulb, from Gen 9.
Annihilape and Tadbulb, yep.
Yeah, that I've yes. heard those are the two top-rated pokes.
1A and 1B, yeah.
Oh, don't forget the Paul family, too. So, you know.
Of course.
I really was accepting of the fact that we're probably not going to get a Mega Tadbulb.
Now that would be sick. It would just be a really big lamp.
But I think for Annihilape, I think let's capitalize on the Gen 9. We got to keep that.
Yeah, got to keep that moving.
While it's still fresh.
Keep it prime.
And my top option, I kind of cheated a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. Does it already have a Mega?
No. The Legendary Dogs from Gen 2.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty sick. I'll allow that because, yeah, if you're going to do one, you should do them all.
They are animalistic. They're kind of over the top already, so I'm like, all right, just go for it.
Especially now.
And well, here's the other thing, too. I feel like the past and future pokes that they came out with of the Legendary Dogs did them dirty.
Yeah, very strange looking.
They need a bit of redemption.
I kind of like what Suicune became. Even still, it's strange.
Oh, the dinosaur?
That's fine.
I never thought I'd say this, but I prefer the dog over the dinosaur.
And I didn't even think you liked Suicune, so.
I don't like that thing. Yeah. What are your Mega suggestions?
I'm glad that I had a similar. I have no duplicates, but I did a similar way of thinking about this. So
first, please.
I do have an honorable mention, just because I think it would be funny. Claw
is it Tadbulb?
It's from this from that gen. It's Cloth, the strange looking crab. I think that would just be a really funny Pokemon to make into a Mega because it would just become really woolly. Because that's already kind of what it looks like.
Full on like a Wooly Willy.
Yes, exactly. Just be really woolly.
Would that be too close to a G-Max Kingler, though?
It could be, but I like that, too. So we can just keep
this
it going.
This is brilliant, but I like
but we'll also do this. So now into my real picks. So
yes, please.
I wanted to throw a curveball for this first one because I was thinking about Gengar, and I thought about the opposite of Gengar, and that's Clefable. So Gengar is my favorite of the Megas. We all know that, you know, Clefable is, it's a living Gengar. So I want to see a really maxed out, you know, magical fairy-type design of Clefable. I think that'd be pretty sick.
All right, I really like that idea. Sold.
Keeping with a similar theme, I tried to think about spiritual, like a one-to-one. So for this one, I was thinking about Garchomp and how we had, like, you know, a really crazy Dragon-type, and we make it even more crazy. So for this one, I chose Dragapult.
Ooh.
I think that it fits in that mold of, like, crazy dragon design that could become very, very crazy.
I think most pokes from Gen 8 would probably be good for a Mega.
Yeah, and none of these were, it was not able to become Omega because it came after, so it'd be cool to get the treatment.
And finally,
for the last one, I did another similar thing where I was thinking of legendaries. I was thinking about how Mewtwo got to have one, so I thought of, now I can't remember the name of them from this most recent one, but it was Chien Pao was the one that I think would be a really crazy Mega evolution.
What
do they call them? The destruction people? I don't know.
All the pokes that are like behind the gates?
Yeah, but only Chien Pao. So this Pokemon was another one that was late to the party to be able to get a Mega, but it's an Ice Weasel with a sword for fangs. This thing would go crazy as a Mega.
Ruinous Poke?
They are a member of the Treasures of Ruin, the Ruinous That's Legends. It.
Ruin something.
I don't know. The Goldfish isn't going to work as a Mega.
You don't want just it to have bigger eyes?
Oh, it could be like a gigantic koi fish or something. All right, I take it back. It works.
And then the trash snail could have even more trash on it.
So much more brush available for it.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for episode 50, where we talked about Rhyhorn and Rhydon. Check us out on the new Discord server. It is Pokedex Pathfinders Pod something. I don't know. Look it
it's
up.
Not,
you'll find us.
It's not hard to find. So, and you guys have two legs. You're smart. So go on and find us on Instagram.
Yeah, I was going to say, use your free hands that made you so smart.
You're not like a Rhyhorn. You're more like a Rhydon.
Yeah, don't forget why you were running to your phone. And remember to give us a like, a follow, and send us a hypothetical. We want to do some more, and we want some user-related content. We'll send you some stickers, some cards, and or share your... you don't even have to send us a message. You can just go into the Discord server and share your idea for a hypothetical in there, and we'll take a look at them, and people can discuss their answers, tell us what Mega Evolutions they want to see, and hopefully things don't get too rocky in there.
Nice.
All right, that's going to do it. I'm Ben.
And I'm Andy.
And we'll catch you on the next one.
See you.